Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're discussing 5 reasons calorie counting is a bust. We've all heard it 1,000 times. If you want to lose weight, it comes down to calories in versus calories out, right? It's the solution. And it seems easy enough, right? Burn more calories than you consume. But the problem is counting calories just isn't that simple. Now, I was recently reading an intriguing article by Dr. John Berardi of Precision Nutrition, going more in depth into this topic. So this is something I've realized that more people need to be aware of, especially if you're counting calories and getting frustrated because you're not seeing the results that you're expecting. You see, even once you nail the whole concept of accounting for every single thing you put in your mouth, there's no guaranteeing that your calorie counting is, in fact, accurate. And here are 5 reasons why. So first, calorie counts in food packaging and databases are not always precise. Actually, they can be off by as much as 25%. You see, the calorie numbers on labels and databases are averages, not exact amounts for each serving. And the true caloric content of what we're eating is often significantly higher or lower. I don't know if you know this, but I just recently learned that the FDA permits inaccuracies of up to 20% on official food labels. And since food companies use any of 5 different methods to calculate calories, and food databases can be off by even more. For example, let's take one large sweet potato. It can be considered anywhere from 230 to 705 calories, and a 6-ounce filet mignon from 323 calories to 506. And that's a huge discrepancy when you're trying to account for every calorie. 2, a second issue with calorie counting is that food preparation changes calorie load and can be off by up to 90%. Even chopping or blending food increases calories absorbed. Now, cooking food generally makes more of the calories available for absorption, which food labels don't always account for. Like, for example, 1 egg can be 47 calories raw or 74 calories cooked. And again, that's a huge discrepancy when you're counting calories. 3rd, we don't actually absorb all the calories we consume. So some calories pass right through us undigested. And while we won't always know from where to expect those undigested calories, generally of the 4 calories in 1 gram of protein, for example, 1.65 calories are not absorbed. So if you're eating a diet high in protein, what that says is that you're more likely to lose weight on the whole basis of calories in, calories out, and what calories are absorbed. Carbs have the highest absorption rate, with only 1/10 of a calorie going unabsorbed. So this can help explain why a diet high in carbs, especially processed carbs, contributes to a more difficult time losing fat. All right, so 4th, each person absorbs and burns calories uniquely. So things like gut health, type of gut bacteria, your hormones, amount of muscle mass, and unaccounted for physical activity all play a role. To give you a real life example, just this past week, I lost 2 pounds. So yay, hooray for me, okay. But according to my FitnessPal app, I consumed like an excess of 800 to 1900 calories per day. So that's 800 to 1900 additional calories than I was supposed to eat, meaning I should have actually gained a whole bunch of weight. So what's the big idea? Well, I mean, if you take into account my ongoing physical activity throughout the day, which starts the moment I get out of bed and literally goes nonstop all day, my muscle mass, my body composition, my insulin and leptin sensitivity, and the fact that I'm exclusively breastfeeding, that helps explain some things. However, the same caloric intake for another breastfeeding mom might have quite a different effect on her depending on her other factors. 5th and finally, it's difficult to take exact measurements of every single thing we eat. Besides, I mean, few people actually go through all the trouble of actually measuring and weighing everything down to the ounce. Most of us eyeball a portion, which can be pretty inaccurate when it comes to counting calories. So obviously, absorbing as many calories as you can from whole nutritious sources, it's ideal. but your calorie count just may not be what you expected based on the nutrition label. And to be completely honest, I personally do like to use the MyFitnessPal app to keep track of what and how much I'm eating, but I take the exact calorie count with a grain of salt. So instead of obsessing over calorie counting, which as we've established can be off by as much as 25% altogether, how about we approach our food consumption a little differently? As I've probably overemphasized already, so you've heard this many times if you've listened to previous episodes, the first big step toward a health overhaul is cleaning up our diet. And then once you've done that, don't expect that food log to reflect an accurate calorie count. And instead, use a simple hand method. Here's the basic gist of that. So your palm determines your protein portion, and your fist determines your veggie portion, and then your cupped hand can determine your carb portion, and last, your thumb determines your fat portion. And for men, the hand method measurements are just doubled in general. All right, mamas, well, I know this has been a pretty dense 5 minutes, so feel free to replay this one as much as needed to really process the info. And I'd love to hear from you how it works for you. And if you have any questions or comments, please email me at lucy@5minutestosexy.com. That's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.